And one of them come over with that big rifle. And they shot him down. They killed him.
I believe, well, my stepfather used to work for the tax agents.
Right.
And it's really funny because we used to have a man that used to work for us that used to make it all the time. And they used to talk about it. They saw it from different sides. You know, the one guy that was making him getting chased, and the other guy that was trying to catch him. And he just had, they said, up there, they said they didn't try and use guns or anything because they knew if they did that the agents would use their guns too, and they didn't want to start something like that. And that they would, all they do is they just run and try and get away.
Well, that's the way the biggest of folk did what raised around here. They'd run to try to get away. But those fellas from North Georgia,
They didn't try.
They got that gun. They'd use it too, but they shot him right quick. Shot him down. That quick shot was the bell bad big lower.
He told me one time it was kind of funny about this guy that was he was running, and he was a big man, and the agent was just a little guy, and the agent went up and clapped the handcuffs on him and said, "I got you," and he says, "No, you don't." He took off running, and the agent was real little, and he dragged that agent all through the woods and all through ditches and gullies and everything like that, but he never could shake him loose, you know what I mean? And finally he had to give up, but it was just...
That was funny, wasn't it?
They were just, used to tell stories about that kind of stuff, and I just used to sit there and listen and just laugh. Do you got a name for anything that a child likes to play with? They like to play with everything, but what do you call all that stuff they like to play with?
Toys.
Is that what y'all... Your father would say, or you'd say?
Horse. Yeah. Horses.
Bunch of things. If I was to say that this is like different, you know, you got a verb like see, and like you say, I see you today, but you'd say, I saw you yesterday, you know, then if you were talking about going to the store and buying groceries, you might say, I got the groceries today, but how would you say that using buying? You know, I
got a boat.
Yeah. And then you might say, and then I might answer yes. Yesterday, I. How would you say that?
Get an answer.
Like you might say, have the groceries been bought? And I might say yes. Yesterday, I.
Well, I say I done bought. I bought. Or done bought.
If in the same way, say if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been, and you say, what would you say, have the apples been?
You got many out of what I say on that.
It's like, well, you know, I would say, like, if you're talking about eating, you say, have the apples been? Have you already
eaten or ate?
I'd say
ate. That's the way my mother talked.
Yeah,
I can't talk
properly. But and then I might say, yes, yesterday I. Say, have you already ate the apple? And I say, yes, yesterday I
ate.
And if we were talking about drinking coffee, you might say, have you your coffee yet?
Say, yeah, I done drunk.
And then I say, yes, a few minutes ago, I...
You say, I drank a cup.
Is it?
A few minutes ago, I drank.
Mm-hmm. Well, I drank a cup. That's the way I say it. A few minutes ago.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad you're doing it.
If we're talking about climbing trees, and I said, has that tree over there ever been... Well, how would you say that? Has that tree over there ever been...
Climb.
Yeah. How would you do that?
Well, that tree have been climbed, yeah.
The climb. Right. And I might say, yesterday a boy. Yes, yesterday a boy.
A boy climbed yesterday.
Yeah. And if we're talking about doing some work, you might say, has that work already been?
Well, I'll do it tomorrow.
Uh-huh. And then, if I was going to say about,
this is just,
if we were,
this grammar is just a pain in the neck. Yeah.